This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. Measles cases have spiked by as much as 30% last year in some countries because of poor vaccination coverage, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Thursday. New data from the UN Health Agency indicates that outbreaks in the Americas, the European, and Eastern Mediterranean regions contributed to a total of 110,000 deaths from the disease in 2017. Despite this, there has been significant progress in eradicating this devastating but preventable illness since the turn of the century, with an estimated 21 million lives saved, WHO's Dr. Anne Lindstrand told UN News' Sarah Mbenge.
There has been a 30% increase in reported cases of measles from 2016 to 2017. This trend worries us, actually, because we see that this trend continues into 2018 with increased reported cases, mainly in the European region, the Americas, and also in Eastern Mediterranean region. There are large outbreaks, long outbreaks, in places who had previously actually achieved measles elimination or were near and close to it. So we want to signal and make the message that this is a call for action. We see this trend in spikes in some certain countries, and that really worries us.
Where are we now on measles elimination?
Actually, on the elimination of every region is 2020, we're not on track. We would like to see much, much more progress. And with the recent outbreaks in Venezuela, that is one country in the Americas who've actually lost their elimination status in 2017. We see the same backlash in the Russian Federation and also in Germany in the European region. So it's not going the right way. However, we want to point out that on the whole, this report is reflecting since the year 2000. There's been tremendous progress, actually. So it's just this last trend that worries us. But before, from 2000 to 2016, there's been a decreasing trend. So we have 80% decrease in deaths since the year 2000. It's just amazing. So we want to see this progress continue. But just recently, this last year and now what we're seeing here, with increased number of cases in the Americas, in the European region, we're worried. And we think that we need to step up, because we know that measles will come back around the corner straight away if we don't keep the flag high and high coverage of immunization in every country.
There is a movement of vaccines deniers going on around the globe. Could this be an explanation?
It is part of the explanation, but it's just one single little part. There are many other things. It's about access. It's about under-immunized because they live far away from healthcare and they don't have access to immunization services. There are lack of opportunities. There are vaccine shortages. There is lack of services to reach everyone. And then there is one part of this, which is a mistrust, a misinformation, a mistrust in the vaccines as well.
What do you say to vaccine deniers linking autism and child vaccination?
We have overwhelming scientific evidence, epidemiologic evidence, that is not true. So I don't worry about that. The vocal vaccine deniers are very, very few. What concerns me is that parents should feel safe. There's been millions and millions of doses, several hundred millions of doses being given. We know this vaccine, very, very effective vaccine. And I just want parents around the world to feel safe. We have all the experience that you need for this. And I don't think you vocal vaccine deniers, that really doesn't worry me so much. The most important thing is that parents understand the value of vaccines, understand the magic in vaccines, that you mimic measles by giving the vaccine, but you don't get any of the side effects of the wild virus. So it's a very good invention, you know?
Is the recent spike in measles cases because of people's complacency?
You're totally right. When I've been working in Africa, for example, you see African mothers are so well aware of what is measles. You talk to them about measles, next day they come, you know, and vaccine. They know the disease, maybe in the different languages, and they know the complications of measles. They know that their children are at threat of either death, encephalitis, in complications of pneumonia, sinusitis, ear infection, vision loss, cognitive development problems, which are complications of immunization. African women know this. However, in countries where vaccine has been very effective, you don't have that same knowledge about what is the disease.
What is next for measles elimination?
I do think that we need to realize that measles elimination will not come by itself. It needs high political commitment, quality services, in handing the training to healthcare workers so they feel comfortable with talking to parents who maybe have doubts, have questions about the disease and have questions about the side effects. Are there concerns in the communities? Measles is a very serious disease and we need to get down to business.